Exodus chapter 22. If a man shall steal an ox or a sheep, and kill it or sell it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. If a thief is found breaking in, and is stricken so that he dies, no blood shall be shed for him. If the sun has risen upon him, there shall be blood shed for him, because he should make full restitution. If he has nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft. If the theft is certainly found the stolen property in his hand alive, whether it is ox or donkey or sheep, he shall restore double. If a man shall cause a field or vineyard to be eaten, and shall put in his beast, and shall feed in another man's field, of the best of his own field, and of the best of his own vineyard, he shall make restitution. If fire breaks out, and catches in thorns, so that the stacks of corn, or the standing corn, or the field is consumed by it, he who kindled the fire shall surely make restitution. If a man shall deliver to his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and it is stolen out of the man's house, if the thief is found, let him pay double. If the thief is not found, then the master of the house shall be brought to the judges, to see whether he has put his hand to take his neighbor's goods. Because all manner of debt, whether it is for ox, for donkey, for sheep, for clothing, or for any manner of lost thing which another challenges to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judges, and whom the judges shall condemn, he shall pay double to his neighbor. If a man delivers to his neighbor a donkey, or an ox, or a sheep, or any beast to keep, and it dies, or is hurt, or driven away, and no man sees it, then an oath of the Lord Jehovah shall be between them both, that he has not put his hand to take his neighbor's goods, and its owner shall accept thereof, and he shall not make it good. And if it is stolen from him, he shall make restitution to its owner. If it is torn in pieces, then let him bring it for a witness, and he shall not make good that which was torn. And if a man borrows anything from his neighbor, and it is hurt, or dies, its owner was not with it, he shall surely make it good. But if its owner was with it, he shall not make it good. If it is a hired thing, it came for his hire. And if a man seduces a maid who is not married, and lies with her, he shall surely endow her to be his wife. If her father completely refuses to give her to him, he shall pay money according to the dowry of virgins. You shall not allow a witch to live. Whoever lies with a beast shall surely be put to death. He who sacrifices to any god except to the Lord Jehovah alone, he shall be completely destroyed. You shall neither harass a stranger nor oppress him, because you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If you afflict them in any way, and they cry at all to me, I will surely hear their cry. And my wrath, anger, judgment shall grow hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. If you lend money to any of my people who are poor near you, you shall not be to him as a creditor, neither shall you charge him interest. If you at all take your neighbor's cloak as a pledge, you shall deliver it to him before the sun goes down. Because that is his only covering, it is his cloak for his skin, in what shall he sleep? And it shall come to pass when he cries to me that I will hear, because I am gracious. You shall not curse the gods, nor curse the ruler of your people. You shall not delay to offer the first of your ripe fruits, and of your liquors, the firstborn of your sons you shall give to me. Likewise you shall do with your oxen, and with your sheep, 7 days it shall be with his mother. On the 8th day you shall give it to me, and you shall be holy men to me. Neither shall you eat any meat that is torn by beasts in the field, you shall cast it to the dogs.